83-year-old Texas oilman Oscar Wyatt pleaded guilty today for his role in a bribery scheme involving Saddam Hussein and the Oil for Food program. All this took place at a time when the United Nations was monitoring Iraq's oil sales. Joining me now is Stephen Groves. He's a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, but he was senior counsel to Senator Norm Coleman, who chaired the Senate investigation into the Oil for Food program 2 years ago. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Madeline.
Well, let's start with the basics. Remind us what exactly was the Oil for Food program.
The idea was that Saddam would be allowed to sell his oil and that the proceeds from those sales would be put into a escrow account in a bank in New York. And then from that account, Saddam would be able to purchase humanitarian goods, food and medicine, and then as the program expanded, other items to help the people of Iraq. So that was the general program that was set up, and then he found ways to exploit the program.
And is that where Oscar Wyatt comes in?
That's where he comes in. Mr. Wyatt had been doing business in Iraq since the early 70s, oil business. When the sanctions were put in place, he was cut off from a major source. So when they were relaxed in about 1996 with this Oil for Food program, he was one of the first people through the door to get re-engaged in the Iraqi oil business. And then it was around 2000 when Saddam decided that he was going to exploit the program by charging these extra kickbacks or surcharges on oil deals. And Mr. Wyatt was also one of the first people to agree to pay those illegal surcharges.
So basically, Mr. Wyatt bribed Saddam Hussein so that he could have access to the oil.
He was one of many, many, many people across the globe, one of only a few Americans, but one of many, many companies who was willing to pay these illegal dollars into a secret bank account in Jordan so that he could continue to do business with Saddam.
And wasn't Kofi Annan's son involved in this in some way?
Kofi Annan's son, Kojo, was a consultant to a company called Cotecna, which was involved in inspecting goods as they came into Iraq. And the allegations involving Kojo were that he was improperly involved in helping Cotecna get that very contract, that multi-million-dollar inspections contract with the UN. Our subcommittee came to the conclusion that it was more likely than not that the Secretary General knew what his son was up to and did nothing about it, but other inquiries have not gone that far.
Now, this was a $64 billion program, $10 billion of which was fraudulent, right?
The exact numbers are in dispute. I think $10-11 billion with a B was what the Volcker Committee, the Independent Inquiry Committee, ultimately came to that number. Our subcommittee came to a much higher number, you know, $10 billion, $11 billion in fraud and in bribes is a substantial amount of money still, yes.
So there was your investigation, the Senate investigation. There was, as you say, the Volcker Commission, an independent commission into this, and, you know, trials as well. What has this all added up to?
Well, for the rest of the world, it's added up to very little, unfortunately. You know, the bulk of the business and the surcharges and the bribes and the kickbacks were paid by companies and people not in the United States. A lot of money from Russia, a lot of money from other Middle Eastern countries, some money from China, some from the Europeans, France and Germany. And even the United Kingdom. But there haven't been any criminal prosecutions or imprisonment, to my knowledge, to this day in the rest of the world. The only people who have been prosecuted, have been put into jail, who have taken plea deals, are any Americans who got caught up in the scandal. And that's why this Oscar Wyatt plea is significant, because it seems to be one of the last people who was holding out, who were holding out here in the States regarding their conduct. And the Department of Justice and the various U.S. Attorney's Office have been dogged in one by one tracking down any American who was involved in the scandal and prosecuting them.
Stephen Groves of the Heritage Foundation, thanks a lot.
No problem.